This quarter, we will be celebrating electronic music, beats, noise, and overall weird stuff from local Denver artists. Artists include Larians, Shocker Mom, All Mask, and our very own DJ Winter and Biostatic will be performing. Come help us raise funds for KGNU and support local music on October 13th at Lion's Lair in Denver. See you there.
Hey, it's 11:01 on a Friday night. Time for Smash It Back. My name is Stephen Whitehead. I'll be here with you till midnight playing some classic punk and other junk. The number in the studio is 303-442-4242. You can send an email to dj@kgnu.org and you can go to kgnu.org to follow along with the playlist. Also check out afterfm.com and see what's up there. Start off tonight with a little song going out to Brett Kavanaugh. It's the Sex Pistols and Liar.
Yeah. all these years, I never shed any tears. I'm happy just to be here, drinking all your beers. After all these years, it's been so long.
Hey, it's 116 here at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. If you're on the East Coast, actually right here in Colorado, it's 1116. And this is Smash Back. We just wrapped up that first set. Set going out to Brett Kavanaugh. In fact, this whole show basically is going out to Brett Kavanaugh, except the last three songs. If you're going out to me, especially me. And that song there was called After All These Beers. It was from Dayglo Abortions off their album Death Race 2000. Those guys are from Victoria, British Columbia. Got together in 1979. This came out 20 years later on God Records. They're still touring around, I guess. They had a big obscenity trial back in 1988 to 90, but they got cleared from it, but just from the name of the band, you can probably gather why that happened. Anyway, before the Dayglo Abortions, we heard from Denver band. I don't think they're together anymore, but I really don't know. The Omens. This was from 2005. Awesome album. Destroy the ESP, and that was a track called You're a Dirty Liar. Out on Hipsville International Records. I saw them at the Fox Theater around 2005, 2006 maybe. They had my former roommate Ella playing with them at the time on keyboard. She's a rocker. Killer band, The Omens. Before that, we heard from The Accused. A track called Political Nightmare / Gangrene. Taken from Please Pardon Our Noise / Through My Mind's Eye. It's a split LP with The Accused and Rejectors. And before that, we heard from Gangrene, not Gangrene like the song, but Gangrene, the band from Braintree, Massachusetts. And that was a track called Let's Drink Some Beer from their album Can't Live Without It, which came out in 1990 on Roadrunner Albums, Roadrunner Records. That's Can't Live Without It, as in Can't Live Without It, because it was live. But I think all the cheering and stuff at the beginning sounded like it was coming from London, and I'm not sure that was really their show, but sounded pretty good. Before that, we heard from Richard Hell and the Voidoids. That was Liars Beware from Spurts, the Richard Hell story. That song was actually originally out on the Blank Generation album, which came out in 1977. And the Voidoids kind of inspired the punk look, apparently. Piercings and safety pins and stuff. And I guess the Sex Pistols were right around the same time, a little bit later, and they pretty much denied that they got their style from Voidoids, but that's maybe in debate. We started off with the Sex Pistols and Liar from their only studio album, Nevermind the Bollocks. Here's the Sex Pistols, which came out in 1977, in October even, the very month that we're in right now. And I was reading up on it. Apparently that song, Liar, wasn't going out for Brett Kavanaugh. I was referring to Malcolm McLaren, their producer, at least at the beginning, guy that got them all together. I guess they had some, well, some problems about the way he was managing the band. Anyway, we got a lot of good music coming up for the next 45 minutes. We're going to continue on here with something from Not So Quiet on the Western Front. Super awesome compilation. This is another track called, well, the band is Free Beer. It's a track called Premature Enlistment on Smash It Back.
Song, man.
Sometimes when you wake up hungover and confused, you reach and find the milk jugs too empty to be used. Before you go to take out, think about last night. Who needs dairy products when you still got moonshine? having a bad day, nothing seems to go your way. Pour a Guinness in your mug, bottoms up and chug, chug, chug. Sometimes when you're driving, already late for work, you black out for a moment and end up in some murk. You taxi to the office to find out you've been canned. Go home and don't worry, just grab a Heineken. When you're having a bad day, nothing seems to go your way. Pour Corona in your mug, bottoms up and chug, chug, chug. Sometimes when you come home, tired with dismay, you go into the bedroom, your girlfriend's having a three-way. You kick the trio out, not knowing what to do. I say have a threesome, vodka, whiskey, and you.
Song's about my beer
and my mirror.
Something we all love. 1, 2, 3, my beer! My beer! That is all I really need! My beer!
We'll be right back. I fill this shopping cart.
Continuing on with our salute to Brett Kavanaugh on this edition of Smash It Back, that was a track called Rich Bitch from DOA off their album Bloodied But Unbowed, I guess. I think they were talking, they don't expressly say that, but I think they were talking about a woman in that song, but I figure that pretty much applies to Brett Kavanaugh as being a rich bitch. Before that, we heard from Mudhoney, I Don't Remember You, from their album Vanishing Point, which came out in 2003. 2013 on Sub Pop Records. I played them last month, or maybe back in August. Played something off of Boiled Beef for Rotting Teeth, which came out in 89. And here we have this from 2013, and apparently they just dropped a new album last week, September 28th, and I haven't seen it yet. Didn't even know that really had come to pass, but I'm going to check it out, of course. Hopefully be hearing something from them off their new album in the future. Before that, we heard from a kind of a horror-related band called The Fiends, from their album We've Come For Your Beer, which came out in 1984 on Bemis Brain Records. That was a track called Packin' a Rod, skillfully edited by yours truly. That was recorded in Super Sound on Super Bowl Sunday in January 1984 from The Fiends. Before that, we heard from The Thirsty Brats from a 1987 41-track Mystic compilation called We Got Party. That was a song called My Beer, My Mirror. And before The Thirsty Brats, we heard a band called Do Not Eat. It's a great name for a band. Kind of reminds me of my silica gel collection, which is massive. I have probably over 200 little silica gel packets that I like to collect. And if you have a bunch of them you're wanting to get rid of, you can give them to me here at the station, KTNU, 4700 Walnut. Do Not Eat gave us kind of a spoken word type of thing from their album Triple Fatinum. That was a track called Sometimes You Need a Beer. Before that, we heard from Teenage Depression off their album Skank or Die. That was a track called Frat Party. These guys are from New Jersey. That came out in 1984 on Bulldotta Records. Awesome Darby-like vocals. Just super slurred. I love it. And before Teenage Depression, we heard from the band Free Beer and a track called Premature Enlistment from the 1982 compilation put out by Maximum Rock and Roll and Alternative Tentacles. Not so quiet on the Western Front. Hey, I got some tickets to give away to the KGNU's quarterly showcase, which is coming up on October 28th at the Lion's Lair in Denver. It's featuring the Savage Blush, Soustro, Aaron Stereo, Uncle Jeff, and Bipedal Approach. Give me a call at 303-442-4242. If you'd like to check that out, it's on October 28th at the Lion's Lair. It's 21 and up. 303-442-4242 if you want to check out KGNU's quarterly showcase at the Lion's Lair on October 28th. All right, moving on now. Something from Rudimentary Panai. Let's smash it back. We'll be right back.
in today's coons we have a psychologist, a guru, an athlete, a freak, a scientist, a dictator, an anarchist, a famous murderer, a composer, a human vegetable, and a complete outsider. Let's open the discussion with you. What gives that look of revelation on the athlete's face? A complete outsider is the center of attention. Just what is a human vegetable doing in the psychologist? The freak is eating a mass murderer. Oh my god, terrifying. This is a reality. Our position there in are being opened up to stall. This is the worst thing that's happened to mankind. And in the studio, the puppets run you dark age, but your commentator has got his eyes smearing.
Man, it's been quite good upon his catch. Now it's going to slow again. Let's go back and hear what's Yeah.
All right, coming up on 7 minutes till 12 here at KGNU Boulder, Denver. Show called Smash It Back. We come to you every Friday night from 11 to midnight. My name's Stephen Whitehead here tonight. Just wrapped up there with a track from the Vibrators called Pure Mania. Came out in 1977. And before that, track from Decontrol, band out of Philly, 1985. That was their song, Pillhead. Both of those songs are going out to me, and I'll explain that in a couple minutes. But before that, we heard a track from Rape Man called Just Got Paid. That's a ZZ Top cover from their album Two Nuns and a Pack Mule. Came out in 1987. Of course, Steve Albini's band, Post Big Black Band. When I was going to school in Ohio Wesleyan years ago, I was playing that or something. I mentioned the title, and turns out my good buddy there, Haji, his uncle actually made that movie. It was a kind of a sick porno movie, I guess. Two Nuns and a Pack Mule. But anyway, kind of the modern Two Girls in a Cup, if you know what I mean. Anyway, before that, we heard from Crude SS, a Swedish band, and that was from 1985 on Uproar Records. Got that from a cool blog called goodbadmusic.com. I don't know if they're still around or not, but they're cool if they still are. Before that, we heard from the Melvins with Forgotten Principles. You know, with Rape Man and You Can't Deny It and this Forgotten Principles songs, we're back into the Brett Kavanaugh theme, I hope you gathered. Anyway, that was Melvin's Forgotten Principles. I had it off of the Leech album, I guess maybe a special edition or something, because I don't find it on there when I look on Discogs, but it's also on singles 1 through 12. And we started off with a couple tracks from Rudimentary Panai, one of my favorite bands, anarcho-punk death rock band from London. We played Cacophony from their 1998 release, and then something from Farce, 7-inch, came out in 1982. So we got the awesome DJ Marlo coming up at midnight with Sleepless Nights. I'm going to go out here with a track that's kind of in the other junk category, not necessarily punk, but it's Nirvana from the Muddy Banks of the Wishcots, a track called Lithium. I'm playing that and that Pure Mania song and Pillhead going out to me, because about 25 years ago or so, I was pretty damn maniaed out. And I just kind of realized that maybe I shouldn't be taking lithium anymore. Because who knows if it's good for you or bad. Turns out it might actually be bad for you. I thought it was kind of benign. But on the advice of a psychiatrist who I talked to one time, I just took my last pill on Tuesday night, so here's a little bit of personal info from me. If I sound a little crazy next month, maybe give me a call and tell me to wise up. Anyway, here we go out. It's Lithium. Stay tuned for Sleepless Nights. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
That's okay, so are you. Look, I'm yours. Sunday mornings, every day, for all I care. I'm not scared. Light my candles in our days, cause I found God. Today I shave my head. I'm not sad, I'm just maybe I'm to blame for all I've heard. I'm not sure, I'm so excited, I can't wait to meet you there. I don't care, I'm so horny, that's okay, my will is good. Yeah!
KGNU's Fall Fun Drive is just around the corner, and we've got lots of music specials to get excited about. On October 10th, join Doug Gertner as he kicks off the music programming for the drive with a special Morning Sound Alternative cover song show. The next day, Thursday, October 11th, tune into Ragtime America with Jack Rummel as he features the music of Colorado ragtime musicians. And don't forget to mark your calendars for Wednesday, October 17th, when Sam Fuqua and Paul Epstein of Twist and Shout Records present a special afternoon sound alternative that will feature the music of the legendary musician Stevie Wonder. As always, you, the listener, can expect some exciting thank you gifts during all of our music shows, so tune in and show your support during our Fall Fun Drive, October 10th through 21st.
The important thing is this, to be able at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we could become.